The state's voters passed the Arizona Medical Marijuana Act in 2010. There are 130 licensed dispensaries in the state, and the act requires those facilities to be run as nonprofits. But as Ryan Randazzo reports in the Arizona Republic, the act didn't require dispensaries to register for tax-exempt nonprofit status with the IRS or with the state. And joining me with more details is Ryan Randazzo. Ryan, as you wrote in your piece, nonprofit doesn't necessarily equal non-lucrative. From the context of medical marijuana in Arizona, where does that fit in?
Well, I think most people, when they hear the word nonprofit, they assume that that's a charitable organization, something that you could donate money to and that would help impoverished children or feeding the hungry. And that it's not necessarily doesn't deal with a lot of cash, but the cash all goes to some charitable mission. Marijuana is illegal at the federal level. So when they crafted this legislation or this ballot initiative back in 2010, you could not make them a traditional nonprofit. A dispensary can't be a nonprofit in the eyes of the IRS because you can't get tax-exempt status for selling something that's illegal at the federal level. So there was some difficulty there, but what they did is they continued to use the word nonprofit, but kind of gave it its own definition for the purposes of Arizona dispensaries.
Well, let's dig in more on that then, because obviously there's a lot of money going into this, and a lot of people are doing pretty well because of it.
Yeah, I mean, the only people that know how much money each dispensary is making is the Department of Health Services. They do not report that out. They've even sort of pared back how much they tell us as far as revenues or the average price of marijuana in the state. But you can look at the advertisements from dispensaries, and we do get a report on the total pounds sold. It's actually 43 tons were sold last year in the state. Assuming all things were equal, that comes out to about $3 million in revenue for each of the 130 dispensaries. But we know that that's not right because some of those dispensaries aren't operating yet. So some folks are making quite a bit more than $3 million in revenue a year.
So you talked to former state health director Will Humble, who was heavily involved in crafting this and whatnot, and actually when the program was put into effect. What did he have to say to you?
Well, Mr. Humble was opposed to allowing medical marijuana in the state, but he did run DHS when voters approved it, and so he was in charge of setting up the rules and regulations, but he could only change so much because it was approved by voters. So he could sort of nibble around the edges, and he made some rules where, you know, a dispensary can't buy property from the dispensary owner because then they could maybe overpay for that, and that would be a way of transferring wealth to the owner of a dispensary. So he set up some rules like that, but really, he couldn't do anything to prevent the dispensaries from the people running the dispensary from setting up their own management company. Mm-hmm. And so at the end of the year, the dispensary can show that it didn't have profits. It, you know, it took in $3 million in revenue, but it cost exactly $3 million or close to that to run the operation. Meanwhile, a lot of that money goes to the management company, which might be the same folks, mm-hmm. and there's no nonprofit regulation on those management companies. So that's sort of how they get around the nonprofit status here in Arizona.
Thinking about the recreational aspect in California, we're talking about medical marijuana versus recreational, which is they're totally different categories. But is there any thought behind that, the fact that California is advancing in some way? Could that affect Arizona's medical industry in any way?
Here's where I see the tie-in there, because a lot of the same people who are involved in the medical industry in our state were pushing for recreational use in Arizona as well. That, of course, failed. Mm-hmm. And I'm not stating in this story that anyone is breaking the law. I'm saying that the law is very vague, and even though we use the word nonprofit exhaustively, it really doesn't have much meaning because people make profits. And to me, it comes down to sort of a truth in advertising issue. Is voters were told this was all nonprofit, and now we see that there are hundreds of millions of dollars being made, in some cases by Canadian, publicly traded Canadian companies that have investors from around the world who are making millions of dollars mm-hmm. off of Arizona's medical industry. So now the same people who pushed that ballot measure are asking for recreational marijuana. And to me, it comes down to this trustworthy issue. You know, the people pushing for recreational marijuana really want voters to trust, like, hey, this isn't such a bad thing. It could help the opioid epidemic. It could, you know, provide tax revenue for the state. It wouldn't endanger the youth the way some people say. Well, if we're supposed to trust you, then how come you use this misleading nonprofit term back in 2010 when clearly that is not the way the industry was set up?
So does this beg the question that maybe there could be a push for more regulation or a different kind of regulation? In any way, is anyone in the industry or anyone you spoke to concerned that if lawmakers learn about this, which they would through your piece, if they haven't already, it could cause more eyes to be on it, let's say?
I think so, and I think it's going to put a lot more attention on the recreational issue as that progresses in Arizona. I think even people strongly opposed to that do recognize that voter opinions are changing across the country. States are tending to approve recreational usage. So I think it could be, as you said, a wake-up call to legislators, lawmakers, public officials to start looking at the industry and figure out how you could put in some safeguards to really make sure the industry is run the way you want it to be. Because I don't think the way the medical industry is running today is exactly what voters intended or understood at the time.
Ryan Randazzo of the Arizona Republic and AC Central. Ryan, good to see you. Thanks.
Thank you.